Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Colin Woodall joining us from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association as we talk about the latest on the antibiotic issue in just a moment.
When you pour milk on your cereal each morning, do you ever wonder how that milk was produced? For every glass of milk you drink, there are over 1,000 dairy farm families in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma who are working to be sure you can have the most wholesome and nutritious milk they can produce. All the while, they remain committed to protecting the environment and supporting sustainable agriculture, while struggling with the same economic challenges we all face. In today's economy, we all want to stretch our dollar at the grocery store. Milk remains one of the best values for your dollar. If you do the math, an 8-ounce glass of milk costs around 25 cents. So, for a couple dimes and a nickel, you get a glass packed with protein, calcium, B vitamins, as well as vitamins A and D, all important to good health. So drink up. That milk is good for you and your family's budget. If you'd like to learn more about modern dairy farming, please check us out at dairyfarmingtoday.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
Talking with Colin Woodall from NCBA. Colin, as we think about some of the things going on right now in D.C., we talked a couple of months ago about things that you saw as really out there that we needed to stay on top of, but very, very much so. One of them was this antibiotic issue, and I know that that still kind of is lurking out there, and it seems like maybe Ms. Slaughter has not been able to get a whole lot of traction in finding a place to stick what she'd like to do legislatively on a bill.
No, she hasn't, and it's been because we've taken the time to really regain the high ground on this issue. We were losing this issue about a year ago, and a lot of it was just based on pure PR. We put together a little series that we call Beef 101, where we started bringing in experts from the countryside to talk about how we use these tools, how they're utilized on farm and in feedlots. And because of that, we have really started to kind of recapture the control of this issue on Capitol Hill. It's allowed us to keep the antibiotic ban off of the House Food Safety Bill. It allowed us to keep it from even being considered on the Senate Food Safety Bill. And overall, we feel that we've been able to get in. We've had one-on-one conversations with Ms. Slaughter. We've been able to kind of shoot holes in what Pew's been telling her. And that's allowed us, like I say, to just really kind of regain a little high ground here. So we're very happy. The issue's not going away. But we feel as far as really getting out and letting folks know that, one, these are tools to allow us to keep our animals healthy. Healthy animals mean healthy food. These are tools that are regulated more so than human health drugs. There are a lot of protocols and audits and tests in place to make sure that these things don't end up in the water supply and also are not residues in the meat that the consumer buys. And getting out the facts out there has really helped us change some people's minds on this overall issue.
Colin Woodall says that while you've got the Food and Drug Administration you're dealing with on the antibiotic issue, you've also got a similar situation when you're dealing with the EPA and some of the regulations they are trying to cook up. The need to make sure we stay right in the middle of sound science.
Our concern is all of this stuff is based on a body of evidence that's pretty shoddy. A lot of it's not peer-reviewed, a lot of it's not sound science, and that's been our only ask of the administrator and Congress and this EPA is to say, wait, let's just stop and look at the facts. That's why we took them to court on the endangerment finding. That's why we're also pushing these resolutions of disapproval both in the House and Senate to allow Congress to come back in and also re-engage, take back some of their jurisdiction and just say, hey, wait, this is too important to base it on something that's not necessarily sound. Let's look at the true science behind it and make sure we're doing everything we can to protect agriculture.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you. This summer, Oklahoma Agritourism invites you to participate in the Adventure Passport Contest. Go online where sharing your memories is fun and easy. You could be a winner. To get your passport stamp, upload your story and photos for a chance to win. Details at agritourism.travelok.com. The website features more than 500 events and attractions, including guest ranches and wineries. It's the Great Adventure Passport Contest, brought to you by Oklahoma Agritourism, a growing adventure. That's your Beef Buzz. Reporting from Washington, I'm Ron Hayes.